This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, the number of coronavirus-related deaths is now above 144,000, and the confirmed coronavirus cases is well above 2.1 million. And the U.S., there are more than 34,000 deaths and nearly 700,000 confirmed cases. The White House said Thursday that G7 leaders agreed Thursday to coordinate the reopening of their economies after the coronavirus pandemic to ensure trusted supply chains in the future. President Donald Trump hosted the video conference with the other G7 leaders, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, as the world's biggest economies increasingly look to ending the economic paralysis caused by attempts to stop the virus spread. G7 leaders tasked their ministers to work together to prepare all G7 economies to reopen safely and on a foundation that will allow the G7 nations to reestablish economic growth with more resilient health systems and trusted supply chains, according to the White House in a statement. The United States is the current chair of the group. President Trump gave U.S. governors a roadmap Thursday for recovering from the economic pain of the coronavirus pandemic, laying out a phased and deliberate approach to restoring normal activity in places that have strong testing and are seeing a decrease in COVID-19 cases. The new guidelines are aimed at easing restrictions in areas with low transmission of the coronavirus while holding the line in harder hit areas. They make clear that the return to normalcy will be far longer processes than Mr. Trump initially envisioned. With federal officials warning that some social distancing measures may need to remain in place through the end of the year to have a primary responsibility for public health in their states. This is VOA News.